I'm ready to party!
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
You can really tell that this is one of the final shows before you're on holidays.
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
I don't know what to make of that.
Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
End of the week. Also, last day for us for a week holiday.
Last day of term.
Sure is. But I feel like today's been the day when some people in the office have just told me I'm doing something incredibly incorrectly. This just happened, Lise.
I'm as baffled as you are, because every single morning, what you people need to know is that Sarah makes me a proper coffee from a proper coffee machine.
And it is
you
a fandangled machine, because there are 100 staff in this office who use it, right?
Yeah, and I haven't bothered to figure it out, but you do such a good job and deliver such a great Java.
I have felt like quite the barista, if I'm honest.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, one of the IT guys launched himself at me from around the corner while I was frothing the milk. And said, are you having trouble with that machine? And I said, no, I don't think so. Look at this milk. It's coming along quite nicely. And he said, you're doing it so wrong. You should never hear that noise when you're making milk. And I said, I thought that just meant I was nearly there. I was nearly getting
onto
the job
a good
done.
Thing.
He said, absolutely not. Everyone in the news team at 4:45 in the morning when they hear me making a coffee, apparently it's like running nails down a blackboard for them. And they've all been sitting in silence until today.
They couldn't bear
I've
it anymore.
I've broken them. They can take no more. I'm sorry, news and IT. I'll do better.
I don't even drink coffee and I know you're not meant to make that noise.
Really? I don't care as long as she makes it for me.
That's the spirit. That's the friendship spirit that I know and love about you, Lee.
In a decade of parenting, I have never failed as greatly as I have this past week, Sarah. And I'm going to tell you why. You know that 5 days ago today was Remy's 10th birthday.
I mean, I feel I've relived that birthday over and over again.
It's a big deal. It's a decade of parenting, so I'm allowed to go on about it. The thing that I forgot, well, that I purposefully held back from you all is that I didn't make him a birthday cake. I bought one from Woolies.
Well, that's okay. That's not a problem.
Well, it is. Some people would judge me on that.
Oh, pish posh to them. I buy my kids' cakes all the time. I just decorate them at home.
And I didn't have a choice because I had the best of intentions, so much so that I had asked Remy weeks prior, what kind of birthday cake would you like? Because Big Mama's going to make you one.
Stop calling yourself Big Mama. You are a will of a wisp of a girl. And you calling yourself Big Mama.
But I feel like the tude is big,
like,
you know?
He's like a actual sow calling herself a skinny mini. Okay? It doesn't work.
Anyway, so he said, I showed him a couple of options. I've narrowed it down. And he landed on the good old figure 10. So the one and
easy.
The zero.
Oh, Woman's Weekly Cookbook 101.
Exactly, right? But I did not have those cake pans. So I got my husband, Dane, who loves a bit of eBay. I said, can you find me 2 silicon cake molds, cake pans, to make this cake? He got it. He found it. Bargain. $5.53 per cake tin. He said, they're ordered. They will be on our doorstep on the 11th of September. His birthday was on the 15th. I said, perfect. That gives me 4 days to bake ahead, freeze, etc.
Actually, I didn't see any. Now that you're talking about this, I didn't see any photos.
The 11th of September came and went, as did the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. And do you know when those bloody cake pans arrived, Sarah? Yesterday. Do you know that's as good as bloody bulls?
They arrived
on a cow.
Yes.
What does that
mean? I think you mean tits on a bull.
Well,
Big Mama's talking about balls on a cow.
Listen, useless eBay delivery, Sarah. What good are they to me? Now I have to wait
for next. Useless as your idioms.
Now I have to wait for next year. Okay, 2 things. I have to wait for next year for when he turns 11, so I have to make 2 number one cakes.
Yeah.
Annoying. Or I wait for a friend to announce she's pregnant and I make a zero cake because that's how old the baby is. They're the 2 things.
Theories as useless as bulls on a cow.
Bulls on a cow.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
you know how you broadcast to all and sundry earlier this week that I have a favourite toilet cubicle in the office?
Well, you do, Sarah.
And I don't think I'm alone. I've spoken to many a person who also has their particular likings in an office environment.
You're so persnickety, as you would say, that you just go and claim a toot that is a public space.
Well, it's a persnickety piddlet. Sounds like a Dickens character, doesn't it? Well, only
fiddles.
To realise that in this stupid office, there's been an employee benefit scheme run whereby a person announced as the employee of the day wins that particular toilet cubicle, right? Not just any loo cubicle, it's mine. It's the one that
okay,
I like.
Well, first of all, how come we did not know about this employee benefit scheme? Why aren't we involved in employee
you
on
don't
the day?
Count.
I think you had to be nominated.
Why don't we count? Who isn't nominating us?
You guys work for 1 hour. I
that
got nominated.
Is a truth. I resent that.
That.
Is
we
a
work
lie.
For two. We... You be quiet.
I got nominated, guys.
Did you?
What for? Like, what have you contributed to the greater office environment?
Back off, Sarah. I can turn you off.
You can turn me on too, Aaron.
HR. The fact of the matter is that how come that's a prize? A bloody cubicle in a toilet office, mainly your cubicle. How dare they?
Well, the thing I've realised is it's not just me who's alone in being miffed that that particular cubicle was the one chosen. Here I was thinking I'm selecting the toilet that is probably least used, therefore fewer germs and cleaner. No, I actually think everyone in the office loves that one against the wall.
It's the first one when you come in.
Against the wall, sense of security.
One. It's the first one that
and,
Sarah likes. And now
a lot of people's noses are out of joint.
Now the employee of the day gets that cubicle for a whole week. So it is off limits now forever, basically, until you get employee of the day.
I know. She's bringing in her own bath mat and flowers and everything to put in there. Really rubbing our noses in it.
How do we take her down? I'm going to take her down to Chinatown.
What?
I wouldn't. She's the office manager. You never, ever mess with the office manager. Life rules 101. They are the kings and queens of office hierarchy. If you think the CEO or the general manager's where it's at, wrong. It's the office manager.
He's rolling his eyes at you. Can't you see?
Those two girls. I was rolling my whole head. Lee's currently scrambling to find the next story we're talking about.
It appears that a young schoolgirl has lost her toy monkey at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, she's found the headline. All is well in the world.
A little girl, Sarah, has a cuddly toy, okay? It's a monkey, a fluffy plush monkey. She's travelled to the UK. She's gone to London. She's gone to the palace and she's dropped the monkey.
Off to London to visit the Queen, dropped the monkey, nowhere to be seen.
Oh, I'm thinking of Shock the Monkey. Don't worry. It's a song.
Okay, she's dropped her monkey. Okay, she's walked out of the palace gates.
That sounds like having a tantrum. You know what he did then? Dropped the monkey, didn't he? Right.
She's gotten home only to realise that her monkey is this not an actual kids movie? Is this a headline or is this actually coming out on Pixar?
You've just watched a movie trailer and thought it was a headline.
Have I watched a Disney trailer? Is this a news story? Because I'm sure I've read a similar child's book.
Anyway, roll
and
on.
And I think it was called Nuffle Bunny.
Well, that's a bunny, not a monkey. Okay, so I've just seen a picture of the monkey. It was one of those long, thin ones where the Velcro hands tie around your neck. So you walk around with it like it's a necklace.
Is there any other toy monkey, Sarah?
Yes,
so
anyway.
So she's lost the monkey.
It has to be a metre long, if less, and she's lost it
and all hell's broken loose. She's become an emotional cripple because of her lost monkey. Guess who finds the monkey?
The Queen.
The Queen finds the monkey.
The Queen herself.
Was it the Queen?
The Queen's
It was the
people.
Queen's staff. This is why, Lise, when we do a radio show, you need to prepare. So the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, did not find her monkey. Her people found the monkey because she sent a note to them from her preschool saying, please, could you help me find my chimp? Okay. And next minute, she receives a letter back with all the waiters, the butlers, the ground staff holding the monkey, and the monkey was returned to her.
Well, I something like more this precious story than the crown better. Of jewels. When Queen Elizabeth gets up to go to the loo in the middle of the night, trips over the monkey and says, "This is the monkey that I must return to the young girl."
You know what that would be? That would be a great movie
story.
That
is a great movie story coming out in 2020 from Pixar. Those two
girls. Yesterday, the top five books of the millennium for grown-ups were released.
So now, 2000 to 2019.
Well, 2002 to 2019, actually. I mean, a millennium sounds like a long time. It's really 17 years.
Yeah, okay, well, that's decent enough, okay. Isn't it?
So in Australia, number five, it's a complete lie in my opinion, Jamie's 15-minute meals.
Jamie Oliver cookbook.
Yes. Lise, let's be honest. None of those meals take 15 minutes.
It's a fallacy and I hate it.
Absolutely. The next one was the CSIRO Total Wellbeing Diet.
Mm.
Third, the Da Vinci Code.
That's so old. That's older than 2002, the Da Vinci Code.
I think it must have come out in 2002.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two. You've got a little orange ING direct card, don't you, Lise? It was the Barefoot Investor by Scott Pape.
Yes.
That sold about 1.2 million copies. But the number one book of the millennium for adults.
So the most selling, the highest selling.
1.4 million almost copies sold. 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh. Excellent.
A book that I refused to read.
Oh, Sarah.
Because
I
saw some snippets of excerpts and the grammar and the grammar sentence is structure shocking. Was so bad. How do you look past that?
You do look past it.
Well, you read them three times. Cover
I've
to
got
cover.
The whole trilogy.
It's uncomfortable.
Big Mama locks herself away.
Stop calling yourself Big Mama. Big Mama likes reading about BDSM.
Oh, my God. Just live a little, aren't you but human? Don't you think are you 50? A red-blooded woman?
No, because if I wrote a book like that, it'd be called Lights Out.
Okay. No, alternatively, how does Bush Survival by Sarah Wills.
What? You can't say that.
Emerging from the Wilderness, a story of survival.
Oh my God.
What about Faking It? Sleep.
Sleep. Faking It.
Beige.
A Tale of Underwear by Sarah Wills.
Too Tired to Be on Top.
I have a headache.
Starfish.
It's Those Two Girls. Good morning.
Just one. It's one word song game. You know what that means. Aaron plays a snippet, a mere one word of a popular song, and Lee's or I have to guess it first by title and artist.
Well, I'm not happy because you're slowly climbing your way towards my lofty score of 13.
And I'm on 10. Double figures for Sarah.
Sarah.
All right, let's
Don't refer to yourself in the first person.
I'm sorry. I'm excited. We're going on holidays for a week and we've got the one word song game. Let's
go
do this.
As.
All right. Word number one is this.
Ed Sheeran, Beautiful People.
Yes. I don't have my ding, but that is it.
Yes.
Let me get my ding. I should have done that.
Aaron just did like a really unenthused yes.
Just stand by for the ding.
Okay. Elevator music plays softly in our ears. Okay.
Yay!
All right, that ding was for Lee's.
Worth the
Can
wait.
I get a dong? Okay. A ding. Sorry.
Word number two is...
Taylor Swift, shake it off.
Lisa's got the point.
Oh! I won it. 14. Yes.
That was a quick, clean sweep.
That was a clean sweep, Sarah. You've won 2 weeks in a row. Don't lick your lips at me. You're the one who said you'd get a dong and you didn't. No dong for Sarah.
We are off for a week next week, little school holidays break.
Oh,
yes,
my
we are.
God.
So I'm sorry, but you'll have to do without us until Monday the 30th of September.
Collective sigh of relief around the country.
We'll be back then.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Wrap it up really quickly. Okay. All right, that was a podcast. Good to see you both.
You really want to get out of here on holidays,
Someone's
don't you?
Someone is waiting for the studio.
Okay, all right. Here's the show.
Here's the show.
No, we've done that.
Oh, okay. We're back
great.
In the show.
We're back. Oh, and I'm back. I'm back on top. 14 to 10. Suck eggs.
We are off for a week. We're back
we're
on.
We're excited.
I'm going to miss you guys, but really, I'm not.
Back on Monday the 30th.
Monday the 30th of September. Enjoy your break from us.
We'll still be on social at Lee's and Sarah.
Yeah,
we'll be on social.
Always, always. Okay,
should we
bye
catch
guys.
Up for brekkie? Sorry?
I don't think that's necessary.
Sure.
Oh, you mean right now or during the holidays?
No, during the holidays, I'd like a catch up.
Okay, all right.
Just for Azzy.
Okay.
See
bye.
You bye. On the 30th.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hitter and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.